Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Got a great episode for you today, beginning with a little factoid you may not have known about me, and that is that I ran track for 4 years in high school. And what's really amazing is that I ran track as a male. I know, it's shocking, right? Because today, so many males in high schools, they pretend to be girls, and then they compete on the girls' track team, don't they? And then they win. Oh, they win all these medals and all these trophies, and then they get celebrated. So much applause. Oh my God, you're so courageous, and you're such an amazing athlete. No, that's a guy. That's a guy running. That's a guy with long hair running with the women, winning all the women's trophies, beating all the women's track high score, you know, times and records and everything. This is insanity today. When I went to high school, which admittedly was a while ago, I mean, it was back in the 1980s, and when I went to high school, you know, boys ran on the boys' track team, and girls ran on the girls' track team. And if I had tried to say something insane like, I'm going to pretend to be a girl and just win all the girls' track team records, they would have thrown me off the team. They would have given me an atomic wedgie. They would have called me a fag or something. They would have beat me. I mean, they would have said, are you insane? The coaches would laugh you off the team. You'd be the laughing stock of the entire school. Oh my God, look at this guy. He thinks he wants to win the girls' trophies. What, he can't compete with guys? What, you can't run against your own gender? No, you gotta pretend to be a girl? What kind of person are you? A cheater is what you'd be called. And the reason I bring this up is not to turn this into a comedy session, but to say that biological males who declare themselves to be transgenders and who are competing in women's sports today, they are cheaters. They are cheating. The reason we have men's sports and women's sports is because men and women are biologically different. And that fact, that self-evident fact that men and women are biologically different is now, leftists, liberals say that that's not true. They say there are no biological differences. Well then, why do you have women's sports at all? Why not just have any gender sports? I mean, why have women's basketball, women's football, women's track, women's skiing, all that stuff? Did you know even the Olympics now recently announced that biological men can pretend to be women and compete against women in the Olympics? So, and they don't even need to undergo gender reassignment surgery anymore. You can have your man junk, and you can walk in there with a beard and full of body hair, you know, built like a man, physique, a male physique, strong upper body, super athletic, and you can just say, today I'm a woman, you know, and then you just break all the records, get all the gold medals. And the women are supposed to stand by and just cheer and say, we're so inclusive, and we're so tolerant, and we're so progressive. How is it progressive to destroy women's sports? How is that progress? Especially for the party, the Democrats, that say they're pro-women. I thought they were all about empowering women, right? Weren't they all about women's rights and women's reproductive health and giving women a fair shot? So now they're going to destroy all women's athletics? And just basically they're just surrendering all women's sports now to men who are willing to pretend they're women. That is not how equality works. That is not right. That is cheating. And it's a disgrace. It's a disgusting new development. And it just goes to tell you that liberals will destroy everything, including their own people. They will destroy women's rights in the quest to reach out to a more radical left-wing group of transgenders to try to appease them. Now, there's much more straight ahead on other topics here on Counterthink, so stay with me. This is Mike Adams. All episodes air at counterthink.com. We'll be right back.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Not only do liberals believe that men and women are not different, they also believe that babies aren't people. And this has become incredibly obvious recently with these votes in New York and Vermont and other places that say, according to the left, they're the ones who voted for this, and they applaud this, that you can murder a baby that's already been born. Now, they call it women's rights. They say it's a woman's choice. Well, wait a minute. Is it still a woman's choice after the baby is born? And the baby is alive and breathing on its own. It's got its own heartbeat, got its own consciousness. It's, you know, looking around, hearing things, observing, forming memories, learning everything. You can kill the baby? They say yes, because they say it's not a person yet. It's not a person until the mother decides it's a person. Wait a second. What if the mother decides it's not a person 6 months later? You notice there's something missing in all of these laws in New York, these infanticide laws. What's missing is a limit on how long after the birth a woman can murder her child and call it a woman's choice. And you know what? They left that out on purpose. Because Democrats are the party of infanticide. They are the party of child murder. They love murdering babies, and they want to make sure that that, quote, right to murder babies is enshrined in law and has no limits. No limits whatsoever. It's like a mother apparently has this choice, but it's never a father's choice because men are not valued in liberal society. It's all run by women on everything, especially having to do with children. So a woman's choice, a woman can choose to murder her child even if the father doesn't want the child to be murdered. And I'm curious about this. I'm curious about a court case that is probably going to happen at some point where a child is born, it's alive, the father is there, and the mother says, kill it. And according to New York state law, the mother could kill it, but the father says, no, this is our son or daughter. This is a child. We can't kill it. I'm going to stop you from killing it. And there's a scuffle. You know, there's a fight. Scalpels fly. The doctor's trying to grab the baby and break its neck because that's been admitted now. There was a Planned Parenthood video that just came out. This was covered on LifeSite News where the abortionists say that if the baby survives abortion, they take the baby and they just, with their bare hands, they break its neck. That's what they do. And they probably smile, like wringing the neck of a human baby. They love that stuff, man. It gets them off. They're psychos. You know, these are demonic. You can't even call these people human. I mean, who picks up a human baby and breaks his neck with your bare hands? Well, Democrats do. Democrats love that, and they want the right to do that through unlimited amounts of time. So a mother, according to the Democrats, a mother could, 3 months, 4 months later, could be at home, child's crying. The mother decides, oh, well, you know what, I can't handle this. It's a mental health issue. This is a women's health choice. That's not a baby, it's my choice, she says. So she just creeps into the baby room, picks up that baby, and just like breaks its neck. That is applauded by Democrats. That's applauded by people who vote for Hillary Clinton, people who voted for Obama, people who support Kamala Harris, people who support all those leftists, Bernie Sanders. They are child, baby, neck-breaking, child-murdering, medical violence supporters. This is what they love to do. And the way we know that is because they tell us that. They tell us that they love killing babies. They applaud it. They cheer it. They had a standing ovation in New York when the law was passed. They're not saying, oh, we hope we never have to abort a child. It's a sad thing. It's a terrible thing. We want it to be a rare occurrence. They're not doing that. They're not saying we'd like to minimize abortions. This is a very strenuous, traumatic experience for the mother. No, they're not saying that at all. They're saying, shout your abortion. This is their slogan now. Shout your abortion. Be proud that you just killed a child. Be proud that you murdered a human being. This is their new attitude. They love murdering children because, again, in their minds, babies aren't people. Now, you know, under federal law, you would think, and under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that every individual human being in America would be afforded the protections of constitutional rights and the protections of law. I mean, that's what law is for, right? It's to be applied to people, to individuals, that every individual who is born into this world, especially as an American, doesn't that individual automatically have all the rights and privileges of being an American, including privileges of protection under the law, protection against violence, protection against murder? That's what you would think. But the Democrats, they've got a whole different idea. They just say that it's not a person. They say it's an unviable tissue mass, even after the child is born. Even when it's a baby boy or a baby girl, they say that is an unviable tissue mass and is not even human. And this actually, they pull in the whole transgender argument too, and they tell themselves this incredible lie about biology. They say that children are born genderless. They literally say that they're not born with any gender, and thus they're not really human yet. And they're only assigned a gender by the doctor that apparently fabricates male or female, right? Puts it on the birth certificate, apparently completely out of the blue. Liberals believe that children are born without reproductive organs. I'm just telling you this. They don't think that baby boys are born with penises. Sorry to be so graphic, but they don't think that that happens. It's amazing. I mean, this is the level of delusion and mass mental illness that the Democrats have now achieved. But you see, this is all part of how they can say, well, that baby is not a person yet, doesn't even have a gender. It's genderless. It's an unviable tissue mass. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Wring its neck. This is what they tell themselves. And then they applaud it. They celebrate it. They wear shirts like, I had an abortion. Shout my abortion. And they put love symbols on the shirt, like hearts with the word abortion. Like abortion is love to the Democrats. That's killing a baby is love. Now, at the same time, if you oppose murdering infants, if you oppose it, you will be condemned by Facebook as engaged in hate speech, right? So if you say, wait a second, it's wrong to murder human infants, you'll be accused of hate speech. Oh, you're a bigot. You're an anti-human rights. You don't support women's rights and women's choice. You must be one of those evil Christians or something. This is what they say. So you're going to get banned and censored because you oppose murdering human babies. That's what it has come to. Apple actually reached out to me, to my company, my publisher, naturalnews.com. And Apple said, if you keep writing stories about abortion or Satanism or exposing any of these other things that we don't like, we're going to ban your app, not going to let you publish to anybody on the Apple devices or Apple platform. And abortion was one of the top issues. They didn't want us talking about abortion. They didn't want us telling the truth that those are living human babies. You're killing your own living human babies, people. Wake up. How could you be so brainwashed that you have been convinced to murder your own babies and to feel good about it, to applaud it, to celebrate it and say this is women's rights and this is your choice? Well, I guess by the same logic, the left could just murder anybody and say it's a choice. Nah, murder is their choice, right? And actually, that's not even an exaggeration. Ultimately, you know where this goes? They don't value the lives of people with whom they disagree. And they can't wait to murder you, too. And they can't wait to murder Christians. And they won't consider it murder, because they don't consider Christians to be people. You get it? That's the truth that you need to start realizing. They don't think babies are people. They don't think conservatives are people. And they sure don't think Christians are people either. And they don't mind killing all of you with their own bare hands and then celebrating it on social media. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink. We'll be right back with more.
Counterthink. Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Since we're talking today here on Counterthink about things that the left, the incredible stupidity of leftists and things that they believe, let's talk about gun-free zones for a second here, because leftists actually think that gun-free zones stop guns from working. So let's just back up here. Leftists, Democrats, they believe that babies aren't people. They think that biology isn't real. And they think that gun-free zones stop guns from working through some kind of, I don't know, black magic or something, or weird voodoo. I don't know. But they actually believe this. Now, if you look at the statistics of where the mass shootings are taking place, 98.5% of the mass shootings in America happen in gun-free zones, which should tell you something if you have an IQ. It should tell you that gun-free zones apparently don't stop guns from working, do they? If gun-free zones worked, there would be 0% of mass shootings in gun-free zones, right? Instead, there are 98.5% of mass shootings are in gun-free zones. That's pretty close to 100%. It's almost like gun-free zones are magnets for mass shootings, and indeed they are. Because, of course, if you're a criminal and you're trying to cause mass chaos and mass casualties and murder as many people as possible, I don't know, maybe you're an abortionist and you're tired of murdering babies with scalpels, you want to have a greater impact of mass death and suffering than just working at the abortion center. Now you want to go to the school and get them when they're 5 or 6 or 7 years old, too. So you carry out some kind of crazy mass shooting in a school. What are you going to look for if you're a criminal who's trying to kill children? You're going to look for a place where nobody's packing heat. You're going to look for a gun-free zone, because you know that none of the law-abiding citizens in those zones have guns because they left them in the car, left them at home, because they're complying with the sign. But you, as a psycho-criminal murderer, former abortionist or whatever, you're not stopped by signs. After all, your intention is to murder children. How's a sign going to make you rethink that? It's not like you're going to be walking in there with a mindset of trying to carry out mass murder. You want to cause, 50 children to be bleeding out on the floor. And then you see the sign that says gun-free zone. You're going to go, oh, my God. Oh, dang. I was so close. And then this sign showed up. I guess I have to turn around. That's never going to work. But understand, I mean, obviously, we can mock this all day long, but liberals think that signs stop guns from working. You need to understand this. This is not a situation where liberals know it doesn't work, but they're trying to make a suggestion or have a statement. Liberals actually think that gun-free zone signs stop guns from working. And the reason they believe this, and again, this comes down to their mental illness, is because they think that guns kill people. They think that guns do the shooting themselves. They literally think this. Again, this is not hyperbole. Liberals think guns kill people. They say it all the time. Guns kill people. And they're terrified of a gun sitting on a table. The reason they're terrified of it, it's an inanimate object, right? But to a liberal, it is an animated, magical object. We'll call it the magical Glock. They think there's a magical Glock sitting there and that the Glock is going to leap off the table and levitate itself, rack its own slide chamber around, engage its own trigger safety, and they think the Glock is going to aim itself and align the front and rear sights of the pistol onto a human target, an innocent target, and that the Glock is going to pull its own trigger and shoot people, and then it's going to acquire another target and do it again and again and again and again until it's out of bullets, and then they think the Glock is going to reload itself, which is why they want limits on magazine capacities, because they don't want guns reloading themselves with spare magazines and continuing to shoot people, because guns kill people, according to Democrats. They literally believe this. They think that AR-15s kill people by themselves. They think guns are magical items. Now, you may be noticing here on this episode of Counterthink, you may be noticing something. This common thread of Democrats. When they think babies aren't people, biology isn't real, that gun-free zone signs stop people or stop guns from working, and that guns kill people all by themselves. Oh, and that biological men can magically become women because they believe in transgenderism. You Shazam, you've changed your gender. What do all these things have in common, I ask you? What they have in common is what we call magical thinking. Magical thinking, wishful thinking. Democrats believe that whatever they wish is real. They also think that whatever they say is real because they said it. Democrats are people who don't believe in reality. They don't believe in biological reality or kinetic reality, you know, when it comes to guns and mechanical things. Democrats are people who think, like cars, they think car engines work by magic. This is why they think you can get rid of all fossil fuels and still have a society and a food supply and everything. Because they don't know that tractors run on diesel. They think tractors run on magic. They actually believe this. They think that guns are magical, self-animating contraptions. They think that biology isn't real and that babies aren't people. Along with all kinds of other crazy things they believe as well. They do believe, by the way, that animals are people, but not that babies are people. Because they'll do everything to save an endangered animal. I mean, some kind of field mouse, some kind of rat, a toad. They'll do everything to save the baby toads. But a baby human, they're like, kill it, kill it, kill it. This is because they don't think that babies are people, but they think animals are people. They think animals deserve human rights, so they created the term animal rights. You see? They want to save all the animals, but murder all the humans. This is who they are. But this magical thinking is incredibly dangerous because obviously they're dissociated from reality. They don't have any concept of actual cause and effect in the real world. They don't understand anything having to do with science. They don't understand genetics. They don't understand physiology, biochemistry, history, anthropology, you know, atmospheric science, astronomy, nothing. They don't understand kinetics. They don't understand 1/2 mass times velocity squared, which is kinetic energy of a bullet. They don't understand anything, you know. They have zero knowledge of reality. Zero. Their world is entirely make-believe. Everything they believe is made up. And it's reinforced by their fellow liberal friends telling them their falsehoods are real. So as long as they have a critical mass of libtards who all tell themselves that all their delusions and fairy tales and flying, farting unicorns are real, then they all believe it. They get sucked into it because it's a popular cult. This is a cult belief system that we're talking about here. Leftism, liberalism, being a Democrat means being a member of a dangerous cult. A cult of magical thinking. All right, much more straight ahead here on Counterthink. We'll be right back after this break with more.
Exposing the corporate media assaults on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, we're back on Counterthink. I said everything in the previous segments on this show. I said to get to this point here, which is that the reason the things that Democrats propose, you know, the Green New Deal, reparations, you know, all these crazy ideas, the reason they can propose these ideas is because they don't live in the real world and they don't understand cause and effect. They don't understand what's practical versus what is a fantasy because they've never been told no by their teachers, their parents, their schools. They've never been told no. Every stupid, insane idea they've ever had throughout grade school, I'm talking about, you know, millennials age 30 and under, and also Generation Z now, some people in that generation as well, they've never been told no. All the schools and the parenting have focused on self-esteem. Oh, you're so valuable. Oh, you're so amazing. Oh, you're so unique. No, you're not. You're not that amazing. You haven't done anything. Your ideas are stupid. And you're just like everybody else. I mean, this is the message that these kids should be told. You know, you want to do something amazing, be different. Because all these kids today, they're all the same. They're all conformists. They're all obedient cultists. But they think they're amazing. And they're rewarded for the emotion of their ideas rather than the practicality of anything they might suggest. And this is how we end up with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says insanely stupid things, but she puts a lot of emotion behind them, like, oh my God, let's end all fossil fuels in the world. Let's shut down all agriculture and air travel and slaughter all cows in the world. You know, I mean, she sounds like a freaking six-year-old, right? It's insane. But people sign up for that and say, yeah, this sounds amazing. You're so full of love and vision and courage. No, she's a moron. She's a moron with the dumbest ideas ever. But the way these ideas are marketed is because, again, Democrats have no grasp of reality, whether we're talking about science or history or even economics. Let's look at the example of reparations here, shall we? Reparations. Look at the economics. The whole idea of reparations is that you're going to essentially tax white people and take money from white people and give it to people of color, right? That's what reparations are. Well, how do you even start to calculate that? Because, you know, first of all, slavery ended in 1865, roughly, in America. And nobody living today took part in slavery pre-1865. I guarantee you, you're not going to find an American living today that was born before 1865. Doesn't exist. So nobody living today owned slaves in America or was a slave in America. And yet, somehow they're going to tax white people. But wait a minute. All white people, their ancestors, if you go back far enough, came from Africa. That's right. We're all African if you go back far enough, because the entire human race originated in Africa. And if you follow the anthropology, this is mainstream science, folks. This isn't some conspiracy theory. Mainstream science. All humans today originated in Africa. We're all Africans if you go back far enough. So if we're all Africans, then shouldn't we all get reparations? But wait a second. So some people were more African, like more recently. Some people's ancestors came from Africa in the 1600s or the 1700s, and then other people came from Africa. Other African Americans of today, they came to America after slavery ended, so they immigrated in the 1920s, let's say. And there's also, so should they get reparations? They were never slaves. Their great-grandfathers were never slaves. And let's see, then there were white people who came to America after 1865 who never owned slaves, so should they be punished? Should white people be taxed for the color of their skin, even though they weren't part of the slave trade? What about the white people who fought against slavery? What about the white Republicans who voted for the 1964 Civil Rights Act? What about the white people who supported Abraham Lincoln, a Republican who freed the slaves? What about the black people in Africa who rounded up the black slaves and sold them to the white slavers? What about the black people in Brazil who owned slaves in Brazil, which includes, by the way, the ancestor of Kamala Harris? She comes from a family that owned slaves in Jamaica. I mean, you see where it starts to get complicated. What about people who are X percent white and X percent black? You know, they've got maybe, you know, one white person in three generations or one black person in three generations. Most people are a mixture. Almost every American today is at least 1.5%, you know, what is considered modern African American. Did you know that? No, a lot of people didn't realize that. There's no such thing as pure white or pure black or pure African anymore. No such thing. Because we're all one big human race, but the Democrats want to divide you. Based on what? Oh, the color of your skin, which is exactly what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. warned against. Martin Luther King said, let us not judge each other by the color of our skin. Let's grow up in a world where we're judged by our merit, the content of our character, not the color of our skin. The Democrats are like, basically, you know, bleep you. That's what they're saying to Dr. King, and saying, we want to judge people by the color of their skin because we're Democrats. So they're just contradicting everything that the civil rights movement was supposed to stand for, which was to say a colorblind society. Let everybody have an opportunity. Don't punish people for the color of their skin. Don't judge people by the color of their skin. But the Democrats come along today, like Kamala Harris and Ocasio-Cortez and others, Elizabeth Warren, yeah, the fake Native American Indian woman who's like one millionth Indian. What a fiasco that was. They say, no, we want to judge and divide everybody based on, you know, victimhood. That's what the left has become today. So just to summarize again, leftists are people who don't live in reality. They don't understand economic reality. Every idea they have is a delusion. It's a fairy tale. Look at the Ocasio-Cortez Green New Deal. It's a total fairy tale. She says, let's stop all combustion engines and end all fossil fuels in 10 years. Oh, you mean and collapse the entire global food supply? Since almost all food is produced and transported and harvested and milled and planted, you know, with diesel engines? Ocasio-Cortez has no idea where food comes from. She's so stupid, she'll sit there and eat a hamburger while lecturing you about farting cows and not using fossil fuels when everything on her plate came to that restaurant on a diesel long-haul highway trucking rig and was planted by diesel tractors on a farm and was harvested by diesel-powered engines running combines and harvesters and planters and everything else that's involved in agriculture. She has no idea. But you see, being a Democrat means you don't have to make sense. All you have to do is have emotional appeal. You just have to appeal to the hearts of the voters, of course, while you're stabbing babies with scalpels and murdering them in the abortion centers. But you call that love. You just call it love. And you say how much we love women, but not these unviable tissue masses. Stab, stab, stab. But we love women. Well, except for the little baby girl that you're butchering right there. Because half the aborted children are, of course, girls. This doesn't bother Democrats. Remember, they hate women, too. I mean, this is why they applaud biological men beating women on the football team. The women's football team. Or slamming women's faces into the mats on the women's high school wrestling team. That's a man putting that woman in a chokehold. They don't care. They love it. This is Democrats. They hate women. They hate babies. They hate reality. And all their ideas are broken and failed and fraudulent. They are insane. They belong in insane asylums. We should put these people in straitjackets, not in the halls of Congress. If their ideas ever come to fruition in America, they will destroy everything. Stay with us. More ahead here on Counterthink. We'll be right back.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on Infowars.com.
So what can you do? This is the final segment of Counterthink here today on the show. By the way, check out all the previous episodes at counterthink.com. Don't miss them. They're all just as fun as exciting and as exciting as this one. But I always like to put in some kind of solution here. What do we do to stop these insane radical leftists and Democrats who are just destroying everything they touch? Well, here's an example on the issue of gun control. Gun control can't work if people refuse to comply. Now, you notice how the left, they have their sanctuary cities and their sanctuary states. Well, what is a sanctuary city? It's a city where the mayor and the people of the city refuse to honor the federal law about immigration. So California last year, according to some research online, I think this was on Breitbart News, had, I think, over 6,500 illegal alien violent criminals that were wanted by the feds, or maybe not all of them were violent, but they were criminals, And California protected them, refused to turn them over to the feds. So they protected over 6,500 criminals because they just said, well, we're just going to thumb our noses at the federal law and say, no, we're not going to comply. This is a sanctuary state. You know, bleep you is basically what California said to the feds. What if every gun owner in America said the same thing? Oh, you want to pass a federal law banning AR-15s? Well, guess what? This house is an AR-15 sanctuary. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You have your sanctuary cities, your sanctuary states. We have our sanctuary households, so your gun control laws don't apply here. You realize the only way that Australia was able to get people to give up all their guns was to convince them to do it voluntarily? And you know, Australia, of course, had this mass shooting that was obviously staged to create all panic and media and coverage. You know, this was, I don't know how many years ago it was, and then they pushed gun control after that, and they convinced the Australian people to turn in your guns. That's the only way it worked. People turned them in voluntarily. And of course, violent crime went up in Australia after that, but that's a different story. They can pass all the gun control laws in the world. They can't enforce them unless you agree. They need your consent. Well, guess what? We do not consent. And that's what I'm saying to you today. Do not consent to the tyranny of the left. Do not consent. Do not give up your guns. Do not participate in, you know, don't applaud transgender athletes beating women on the high school wrestling mat. Stand up and say something about it. Hey, that person's a cheater. Stand up and say something. Do not consent. Don't buy into this. When they say they want to murder babies, you stand up and say, that's murder. That's wrong. You are killing a human being. Stand up and say something. Do not consent to the lunacy, or you accept it, and it only gets worse because they're going to come up with something even more crazy. I've said this before, and some people thought this was the craziest thing they'd ever heard. But I'm telling you, I know how these leftists think, and this is where they're going. Because they're following the path of the Third Reich, where they can euthanize people against their will, and they'll say it's for the greater good of society. Right? This is what Adolf Hitler did. He just took all the people who were physically handicapped or mentally handicapped or had genetic defects, and they just murdered them. And they just said, well, it's not really a person. You know, this is the logic of Planned Parenthood today and the infanticide abortion industry. They're not really people, they say. This is the way Adolf Hitler talked about this. They're not really people. Got to get rid of them for the greater good of society, he said, because they're costing too much to keep alive in their wheelchairs. This is basically what Adolf Hitler said. The left thinks the same way, but they're going to take it to the next extreme, to the point, and they're already setting this up, where they're going to say that white people are a genetic birth defect. That if you're born white, that's a defect, and you need to be, you know, euthanized. You need to be removed from the gene pool for the greater good of society. And they're setting this up now by demonizing people for being white. They're saying that white is bad, you have this white privilege, that white people are stupid. They say that white men in particular are incompetent, don't know what they're doing, or that they're dangerous. They're always portrayed as villains in the Hollywood movies now. You never have a white male hero anymore, unless they're, you know, some kind of... I got to be careful what I say here. You know, unless they're going along with the leftist agenda, we'll say that. Then they're heroic if they surrender all their power to the woman in the movie, you know, like their wife or something, or if they go along with the transgender agenda, or if they're gay, of course, they're okay if they're gay. But if it's a straight white male, especially a Christian or a gun owner, oh my God, that is a villain in the movie. And they always have that villain killed off. Why? Because they're programming you to get ready to kill white people. This is a race war. And remember, these people are already killing their own babies. You think they're going to stop at that? No, they want to eliminate you. They want to kill Trump supporters. They want to kill white people. They talk about it every day. They even set up their own hate crime hoaxes like the Jussie Smollett hoax. They set them up to say, oh, look, these evil MAGA hat wearing white people, they strung a noose around my neck and they beat me and they called me a racist, you know, gay word or whatever. They're setting it up to blame white people so that they can exterminate white people from society, and they're going to do it through a eugenics program where they say that being born white is a birth defect, that you are a defective person. You're born in sin. This is the whole point of white privilege, to say that you are bad for the way that you're born. Now remember, this is the same party of people who used to say that gay people are born gay and that you should never be condemned for the way that you were born. If you're born gay, you didn't have a choice in the matter. You're gay, and society has to respect you for being gay. But if you were born white, oh my God, you are a sinner. You are a bad person for the way you were born, the color of your skin. Just existing in society makes you a bad person. This is what's being taught on the college campuses all across our country, that white people are bad. Gay people are good, they say. And if you're gay and white, you're kind of on the fence. You got to prove your liberalness a little bit more. You need to, I don't know, you need to maybe marry a person of color or something, or support transgenderism, or go transgender yourself, or adopt a baby of color, maybe, perhaps, or just murder a baby in abortion. That'll get you some applause right there. You know, you got to do something. If you're gay and white, you're not quite liberal enough. It used to be that being gay was enough. You know, if you're a gay white couple, you could be part of the progressive community. Today, if you're gay and white and male, they think you're kind of evil. They do. They're like, your gayness doesn't outweigh your evil whiteness. This is what the way they think today. This is how Democrats think, because they're insane, because they all belong in mental institutions. They're totally insane. But this is how they think. The point is that the rest of us who are still reasonable, sane people, we have to stand up and speak out, even at the risk of being condemned by the bigots of the left, the intolerant cultists who demand obedience and demand conformity and demand that you don't have a voice of your own, right? They don't want you to think for yourself. But you got to stand up and say no, no to these people. It's wrong to kill babies. You know, this transgenderism, especially in athletics, it's cheating. I'm not saying that people can't be as adults, as individuals, whatever they want to be, or cross-dress in women's clothing and go see a Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's fine. I don't care. I'm talking about high school sports and Olympics and children being indoctrinated and children being preyed upon by these pedophiles. Oh, it's sick. But it's about standing your ground and saying enough is enough. Because if you don't, they're going to come for you. And if you don't think that liberals are capable of this, read your history. Because the history of the world is full of examples of groups of people who became delusional and emboldened with power and conformity, i.e. the Nazi regime, you know, the communist China, the Cultural Revolution in China, Stalinist revolution in the former Soviet Union, and so on. Many, many examples throughout history where people mass murdered other people, and they did it, and they felt justified, and they said, this is going to create a better society. They're setting you up to do that again. They're going to come murder you. They are murderers. They are demonic. They're Satanists. This is why they love killing babies, because they're just getting started. It's just like, it's a little taste of what they really want. They want to carry out genocide. They can't wait to do it, you know. Democide. 262 million people murdered around the world in the last 150 years by governments. Governments run by mostly insane leftists and communists. Communists are mass murderers. And they time and time again, they call for it and they carry it out. That's coming. So get ready. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out more episodes at counterthink.com. Thank you for watching or listening today. This is Mike Adams. Be safe. Until next time.